Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Yeah. Here we go.
Quite chaotic circumstance, isn't it, really? We're sort of nipping something in. We forgot that I had to go somewhere and we both had really late nights.
We're basically on an hour when we're both in London.
Yes.
Between me being on holiday and you being on holiday.
Yeah, although you've been at work as well. I mean, you were doing gigs in Manchester. Yeah. We're both in the Comedy Store last night.
We've done the Comedy Stores at both ends of England.
Yes, I was in London last night, you in Manchester. I'm coming off a bit of a late one. My mate came down from Colchester. John, my best mate, Scouse John.
Yeah. We've heard of Scouse John. There's going to grass as a van coming.
And he just wanted a night out with me gigging, which means I gig for I do three gigs and he gets progressively more drunk at each venue.
Yes.
So
we
that
were talking
was that.
Yesterday about a comedian who was comping a gig and had invited a girl there on a first date.
All right, yeah.
Now that's a strange first date.
That's really weird, yeah.
Because you're kind of busy.
You won't find me
and
doing
it's not that
though.
Much difference to say inviting someone to sit next to you at your desk.
No,
for
it's
the first
really
date.
Odd, yeah.
Anyway, so you, Scouse John.
Yeah, and it was fine. He had lots of fun.
What was the third gig? What was the gig did you do between Comedy Stores?
I did a gig at the boat on the boat and the embankment.
Oh, very nice. That's the lovely London Triple.
It is really nice, yeah. And we had the experience of stand-up and showbiz legend George Wallace turned up on the hoof to do 10 minutes at the Comedy Store.
Nice.
He's one of those that comics know. Not everyone knows, but he's this 70-year-old Mr. Vegas, Jerry Seinfeld's best mate.
Yeah.
Just incredible character.
What a pedigree.
Comic. Just brilliant to see him. Just dropped in on a whim to do 10 minutes at the store.
But I bet you all wanted him to die and have a rubbish gig.
What, worried that...
No, you want him to have a rubbish gig.
Well, no.
When I say die, just for non-comedy fans, I mean have a bad gig. I don't mean literally,
I knew there was no chance of that. But what you don't want to be doing is following him. Which, of course, I was.
Oh, great.
So I was straight on after it. And it was one of those keep the applause going kind of thing. Half the audience left.
God, sorry.
Half the audience.
Run the gamut of bikes and dogs and people. And that was like a computer game. Half the audience left after him.
Yeah, half the audience just went to the toilet.
Great.
You know, because he does all the showbiz kind of musical stuff. And he's also fantastic. He's really good at what he does. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he's in Vegas all the time and he's earned millions of dollars, you know.
Yeah.
And so from self-styled Mr. Vegas to Mr. Thirsk. Do you know what I mean? It was one of those, I just kind of accepted it, dealt with it, and had a decent gig. Not as good as him, but I still had a good gig, and it was fine, you know. You can't do much else.
No, I'm reminded of being on in Birmingham after Lee Evans.
Yes.
It just wasn't the same.
I can't think of much harder things to do than follow him.
It's like you say, not just being good, but kind of just making the whole room go...
Yes, yeah. But it's one of those things you've got to... accept with stand-up, haven't you, that people will just turn up at the store and just really change the dynamic of the evening, which is great. That's what makes it such a good venue. So
exactly. You'd rather be there and be a part of that.
Yeah. And he was nice about me. He was very friendly. And
well, if it's any consolation, nice when Mark Nelson posted a picture of him, I didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. He's one of those of sort of comics know who he was.
Yeah. Well, I'm a comic.
Yeah. Comics who know comedy know who they are. Comics who read about American stand-up know who he is. He's been in some films as well. He's one of those.
Talking
guys.
Of comics, talking about American stand-up.
Yeah.
Have you got any opinion on the Dave Chappelle Netflix special?
That's
the great dialogue at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I quite like it. I quite like Chappelle, but what annoys me is the idea that...
someone behind us.
You go, mate. It's a sort of... It sort of annoys me, the idea... that he thinks he's being really dangerous. That's the sort of thing that he's that sort of enjoyment in being really naughty, when in fact he's speaking to loads of people who just think how he thinks anyway. That's the thing that annoys me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you can say what you want. But
exactly. And it's
that kind of tell a punchline and then run away from his own naughtiness truth bomb that he's just dropped.
Yeah, yeah.
When in fact everyone's in on it anyway.
Yeah,
no one really
and
cares.
Also you're kind of abrogating responsibility onto the listener, which is naughty as well.
But I quite, certainly got no problem with him as a stand-up, but I've never taken stand-up that seriously to think that anything I say is particularly dangerous. That's just not how I look at it, you know.
Yeah, some things I say are dangerous. Like I do a lot of kids' gigs and say, when your hands are wet, just unplug what you like.
Yeah. Just go for it. Play
go
as you
it,
see
kids.
It. Yeah.
Have you ever crossed the road blindfold?
Yeah.
That's my edgy stuff.
Yeah. Boo.
And that's my edgy stuff, more kind of Kirby stuff.
Get him off.
So
how was Manchester?
We are running around.
We're running around Clissold Park.
Clissold Park.
Yeah.
And it's very busy because it's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Which, as September begins. And it was funny, actually. Oh, that just reminds you. Remember how lovely... cool of the dawn, but ultimately super hot weather bank holiday run last week.
Yes, yeah.
Who was it got in touch? Is he? Yeah, listen to your podcast on a morning run. Not quite the same weather.
Yes.
And like basically looked like buckets of water had been thrown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, because autumn is sneaking up on us, isn't it?
There's definitely a feel of the end of summer, isn't there?
It was nice coming home this morning because... it was like the north-south divide was being represented in the weather today.
Yeah.
But, so Manchester was fun. It was nice to get back and do those shows.
Yeah. Where did you go on holiday?
The Lake District.
Right, okay, yeah.
So it's always funny with the training because, as long-term listeners will know, you have to really squeeze in the runs up there.
Yeah.
You've got to get out, like, really, be really committed and get out.
Because you're doing so much walking anyway.
Yeah,
so
and also it's a hotel with...
Right.
Breakfast at 8.
Right, okay.
So you're going to be out and back
right.
for that.
Yeah.
And then you get that weird experience of running 6 miles in an hour and then spending the whole day walking
yes.
a similar 6 miles and the kind of weird, really mind-expanding equivalent of those two, of how one of those isn't easier or more difficult than the other, just
yes.
different. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Although, this week, it wasn't quite as much of that because when I did run, I did a road run.
Right.
Just to keep it flat and not
all right, okay.
burn my thighs out too badly.
Cool.
And I was also staying up after everyone else had gone in this cosy little hotel had gone to bed.
Yeah.
Staying up and watching Netflix as research for my potential mastermind appearance.
Oh, well, that's great. Okay, cool. So that's still on the cards, yeah?
Yeah, and it's
brilliant.
It was all, you know, so this is also supposedly on holiday. It's like
yeah.
the parentheses of my holiday was me in the morning going, I'm going to run 6 miles, come back in the evening, so I'm going to watch my iPad for a couple of hours.
I mean, we're very lucky because we can have these kind of fluid holidays that pop
yeah.
in and out, but the result of that is they do tend to get quite worky, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I sent the family home and went down into Manchester, and the lakes were great. The weather wasn't that great.
Right.
But we knew that. It's August, you know.
Yeah.
We got brilliantly rained on
cool.
on the first day and then showered on as we scaled a mountain. Oh, we went up a mountain. We said, don't know if we've got time to do this, but let's do it. Because we had to get buses to and from the start point
right.
and stuff. And I was kind of chivying and coaching the family all the way.
Yeah.
And we got faster and faster and tighter and tighter.
Oh, sorry.
But we made it, you know.
Brilliant.
Got to the top of this Wainwright Causey Pike it was.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that kind of thing. And we got back down, we got to the bus stop, and I'd pressed the button on my watch, and actually we had an hour more than we thought we had.
Wow, okay.
It's pretty unpopular with the family at that
yeah.
point.
So you had fun out there?
It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
really good and nice, you know, memories, because I've been going there with to that hotel in that area with my family since I was the same age as my kids. You know?
That's amazing. That's amazing to do, isn't it? Yeah.
So, yeah, but it made me old. Haven't had much time for stretching.
Right.
Let alone exercise. It's just running and walking. Starting to get really stiff, achy, you're hips saying, and knees.
Yeah, you're looking a bit chunky, if you don't mind me saying that.
Bad form.
Well, not bad form me saying that, or bad form illustrating.
No, you're saying, sorry, you're saying I'm looking wobbly? Or
yeah,
I'm
no, just a little bit stiff in movement,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
I mean, you're coming off a train journey, and didn't you have a big long run yesterday?
Yeah,
well?
Exactly.
Tell me about this.
I shouldn't be running now at
no,
all.
No, this is ridiculous.
But that was my getting back on the horse. I thought, I'm out of holiday now. I want to train up.
Yeah.
We're now exactly a week out from the Great North Run.
Right.
So, and I was in Manchester, and my favourite thing to do in Manchester
is run to the park.
Is run, well, run to the park run, and in deep training phase, run a full 7 miles.
Yeah.
Then run to the park run.
Right, wow.
So,
wow.
And it's quite good because I was a bit, that's pretty, I think the gig was lovely on Friday, but I was a bit miserable leaving the family behind and going to Manchester.
Yeah.
Just going back to being hotel room man, you know, this
yes,
thing about
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
chaos. I've been doing, just doing things back to back, bit of this, bit of that, you know.
Yeah.
I just woke up on Friday and feeling sad. And then when I got to the hotel, I was like, I put a really terrible film on the telly.
Right.
I ate too much peanut butter.
Right.
You know, it wasn't a happy time.
No.
So, and I still felt like that on Saturday morning when my blooming alarm went off at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
And I had a great moment of, you know, they say feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Feel the miserable lack of motivation and do
yes.
it anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just welcome to, oh, feel the this.
Yeah.
And particularly a park run. I haven't been to a park run for ages.
Yeah.
And I thought,
because
I can't even imagine going to a park run today.
Because there's an element of, obviously they're great fun, but there's an element of confrontation about it.
Yeah, that's
you know
right.
they're going to be a little bit painful.
You've got to take it on.
Yeah.
So, and there was a great moment of, feeling the, and doing it anyway. So I went out, ran to, out to Salford, where we ran out to Media City.
Right.
And back again.
Yeah.
Of course, the further you get, the more you warm up.
Yeah.
The less it feels like.
The better you feel.
Yeah, yeah. The less you feel like it's a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a nice run. I mean, nothing particularly, good music, just not particularly dramatic.
Right.
And then I thought, I'm going to do this, you know, the whole thing's going to happen.
I'm going to do this.
Go to the park run. And
I'm going to
check in the timing.
I'm going to the park run.
Slightly not adjusting my timing after the great hour early for the bus debacle.
Yeah, right.
So, did it.
Yeah.
So by the time I run 7 miles out to Media City, back past the hotel and up to the park run, that's 9.5 miles.
Yeah.
South Manchester park run.
So beyond
morning.
My realm of comprehension, I've never done anything like this.
Well, here's the exciting bit. The South Manchester Park Run yesterday was cancelled.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks, fellas. Why was that cancelled?
There was a festival going on in the park, so they're putting out all the
brilliant. Thanks.
Barriers and things.
Right.
So, and I checked that when I got there.
Yeah.
And I was quite, I mean, not early, but for parkrun, it was like 10 to 9, you know.
Right, yeah.
And I checked my phone, and sure enough, it was cancelled.
Oh,
and as I was doing it, such a forlorn, steady flow of runners.
Of course,
like me,
just turning
didn't
up.
Know, just kind of turning up and going,
And, that's a shame.
Chatted to a couple.
Yeah.
But it was great. It wasn't that bad for me because I was
you'd already got
I was dreading it.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be great because I hadn't done one for weeks.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be great because I'd just run 10 miles.
Yeah.
So, but equally, I stayed with the commitment.
Yeah, you've done
in
it,
a slightly me-ish manoeuvre, I did it anyway.
Right.
I ran exactly the route of the park run. With some concessions
with some degree of
trying to do it fast.
Tempo, yeah.
Nothing like what it would have been.
You didn't let yourself down. The parkrun let us
all.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I do love it, running that course and remembering it and seeing it as it goes.
Yeah.
It's a great, it's great.
It's a nice little course, yeah.
Squeeze 3 miles out of that little space, yeah. And you go backs and forwards, and when you come back, it's not quite as far as when you did it forwards, and all this. But also, I know just how obsessive I am.
Yeah, well, that is quite odd behaviour, but I mean, there's no way I'd do that. I don't think, probably because I couldn't remember the course.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
I've done it 3 or 4 times. I saw quite a lot. It does get quite twisty turny.
I think nearly everyone was doing. Well, not nearly everyone, but plenty of people turned up. And thought, well, I'll run around the park anyway.
Yeah.
I kept seeing people thinking, well, they're going in completely wrong. They're not even adhering to the route.
Yeah, you're going.
Then
the
I realised that I was the that I was the strange person. So and then back.
So that was about, what, 15, 16 miles?
Not quite, 14 and a quarter. Right. So longer than the half, anyway.
Yeah,
and then I went back and
run,
did all the press ups and crunches and stretches.
Right.
And the only thing that didn't happen was the plank.
Right.
I started the plank. And I thought, ooh, good lord.
Yeah.
And
welcome home.
This was not a 4 minute plank day, shall we say?
My old friend, the plank. And so, and then you did that two shows in Manchester, early train back here, off and out.
Here we are running again.
Yeah.
That's right. But of course, the app, that's last week, isn't it? So running today is completely different.
Yeah. Yes, of course, yes. We reboot, and you're a week away from the Great North, right?
Yeah. That is next Sunday. And, I feel good now, because I try and warm up on those exercises, and it's September the 1st, so lager's gone.
Right.
That's off the list.
How's that been going the last week or so? Because I haven't drank since... What's now become the Cuban crisis, when I got really, really drunk on Cuban night with Matt and Julie.
Yeah, yeah.
Such was my horror, I just haven't drank since.
And the next morning, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah. It was awful. And
you've basically been hungover until now.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Hungover, guilt, just various stuff happening. But and how's it been going with you, the inhibition of...
Oh, we've been drinking every day.
All right, okay.
Now, not drinking lager starts today.
Right.
And you'll notice the rule. Do you want to hear that rule again?
Go on then. Not drinking lager. Right.
It's not the strictest thing you'll ever hear.
No. But it's a rule of sorts. So that means the space for the odd martini.
That's feasible.
Yeah, martini Monday, right.
And I want to, cut down on just those bulky things. That's just lager and bread. And also I wasn't doing the fasting thing.
Yeah.
Because it was a hotel. I've been eating, having not had breakfast and not eaten from dinner till lunch for months now.
Yeah.
I went there and, I've been eating a bowl of cereal followed by a cooked breakfast followed by a bit more toast.
Right,
for a few days.
Yeah.
Which, it's blooming brilliant.
It's really nice. Yeah, those really long breakfasts, yeah. Well, it's free, isn't it? It's free breakfast, isn't it? It's part of the package, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of the package.
Yeah. Got to stuff yourself. Who was on the bill in Manchester? Good times.
Our old compadre Angela Barnes.
All right, yeah.
I was talking to her about that because she's been off the running, come back to it, so we have to catch up at some point.
Right, yeah.
And of course, her partner Matt has done 100 miler now.
Yes.
So we're chatting through her to
crewing
him
her experience, crewing him.
Yes.
While he does that, yeah.
Yeah. She said that the next day they went to sleep and got up in the afternoon and she was broken and he was going, should we go to the pub?
Yeah.
She's like, that's so unfair.
Yeah.
And who else is on? Dane Baptiste, Marcus Birdman,
nice
and
bill.
Danny McLaughlin.
Really nice bill of really different people.
Yeah, it's good.
That sounds good, yeah.
And Manchester's good,
Yeah. I've been running just about every day, really. I missed yesterday, but I've been doing between 5 and 7 miles a day every day.
Yep.
Not drinking, just feeling okay. I could do the long run. Today was going to be a long run, but
time.
Terry told John put the kibosh on that, mate. Come heads, mate.
John Terry.
John Trainer, my mate. But he's one of those guys who can't sleep in the morning.
Oh, great.
Because he wakes, we got to bed at 2:30, he wakes up at 8:30. Come here, let's have breakfast, mate. And before you know it, when you really want to lie in. So the whole thing's a disaster.
Yeah, my favourite example of that was when we always, the whole family always go to Brighton for the weekend there.
Right.
And they do the double shows, sometimes 3 shows on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Going back to the hotel room with the... with a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old in it.
Yeah.
After quickly drinking a bottle of wine after the shows.
Right.
Go to the hotel.
Those were the days.
And then the kids are like, let's go to the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
No.
I can't. My let's face hurts.
To the beach. Running.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So, good times.
Good times.
Slightly vampiric quality to our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, there just seems to be at the moment. But it will be nice to settle for the next one of these and just... I'm looking forward to the chaos of summer being over.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been a real sense of that last couple of weeks or so with the kids and stuff, just the general. The good news is, in my life, is that Rudy started the Brit school.
Oh, yeah.
In Croydon and really liked it.
Oh, that is good news.
Because we were really just a bit concerned he might not take to it. He's like B-boy hip-hop head.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do like ballet and tap and jazz and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been fine about it. I mean, he's like ordered, he got Rachel to order ballet shoes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That is huge.
It suits him, so he's stepped up. That's great.
It feels like he's got up every morning. It's only been two mornings, but he was a little bit ill both mornings he did.
Yeah.
He's come back and he hasn't moaned. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a real victory.
That's superb.
Not only that, he came back on day two.
Yeah.
With a girl. And then, so there we go. I mean, how good does it get? Day two, you're coming back with a young lady.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
And she's still at your house?
Well, no, she was for a while. So he's... That can only be seen as a major result in your new way of life, you know. So we were very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So
as was he.
As
hopefully was she.
Hopefully was she, yeah. But everyone seemed happy.
Yeah.
It all seemed really good. He's moving into a life of the arts.
Starting right in as well. A lot of these people at this hotel, I was out of teachers.
Yeah.
And my
one more lap, yeah.
Kids get... we can
do
that.
Okay? Oh, do you want to do a half one?
Oh, no, let's go around. We'll do the sudden half.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Teachers back to the school, you know, on Monday.
Yeah.
And my kids not back to school till Friday. They didn't. The teachers were like... Rah, rah.
Yeah.
They didn't like it.
Yeah.
I think we should go straight out this way and see some different parts in the park.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, the deer. So, if you're running all those miles every day, how's it feeling? Everything...
It feels okay. I still get a bit of... I'm getting a bit of stiffness with a Morton's toe stuff, but I'm dealing with it.
Yeah.
A lot of it's... Just watch some new trainers. Makes a big difference, doesn't it? It's amazing how sort of running on dead trainers can make
absolutely.
Really hurt, and then you get a live pair and it feels a bit different. So
yeah, it's like
just mixing my trainers a bit more.
It's like tennis, isn't it?
Yeah.
New balls, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is also what you've got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's so that's made a difference.
Good.
There's been no real speed work. There's been bits and bobs of pace here and there, but I just feel myself coming into. Losing a bit of weight, just feeling a bit lighter.
Yeah, it's time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Just take time, yeah.
September the 1st.
And how are you feeling about the old Great North experience?
Well, I think the main thing from where I was this week is that I've done all my homework.
Right.
You know, finally got back to the big training.
Yeah.
I've done all this revision as well. So what I need to do this week is keep it up and get myself ready, kind of food and drink wise.
Yeah.
But there's an element of taper now.
Right.
I know I've got the distance in me because I did it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
equally means I don't need to do too many miles between now and then.
No, you absolutely don't.
So
no.
I want to feel fresh. And
yeah.
Because the other thing is, the thing I haven't really got is speed, but hopefully the context of an event
yeah.
will give me a bit of that.
So you're hoping to put your foot down a bit, sort of thing? I mean, not, I'm not in terms of a time goal, but just
no,
I think in terms of effort.
Physically, I would like to try and find that effort.
Yeah.
But realistically, in terms of my training this year, there has been a backslide.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
going back to Manchester reminded me that, you know, got 1:33 in Manchester a few months ago. So I think I've got to be ready to to do a time that's pretty shameful in comparison with that, you know.
We'll have no shame.
I'm always going to go, turn right.
We'll
I'm improvising now, watch this.
We'll have no shame on this podcast.
No.
It's not a place of shame, it's a place of celebration.
That's right.
The fact that you're doing a half marathon in the first place is something to be glad of.
Yeah, yeah.
And we won't forget it.
I mean, last time I did a Great North Run, I thought I'd probably be walking because I had a broken toe.
Yeah.
I ended up coming in 1:40, so...
Yeah.
Frankly, with that in the history,
yeah.
I need to get a reasonable time, don't I?
Yeah.
And I think that at this rate, yeah, it will be slightly in the spirit of my running this weekend, i.e. ignoring my fitness.
Right.
Running hard anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Because what's the option?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
you've come all this way.
Exactly.
I mean, the Great North is quite a tricky race in terms of the mass element, isn't it? I've heard. I mean, what is it like? I mean, tell me.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of people there and that's great.
Yeah.
I haven't found that it's particularly choked up.
Right, okay.
It is, you start off down a hill and up a big hill.
Right.
Which is good. That's fine for setting off because you don't mind a big hill because you've just begun.
You've just come.
And then
sorry,
once you get out on the big arterial road there.
Yeah.
You, it feels like you could run slightly uphill for a really long way.
Right.
And that's quite a slog. And it being half marathon, you also, you know, it throws that half marathon thing into sharp relief, you know, when you get to 10, 11 miles and you think, wait a minute,
yeah,
I'm running pretty fast.
Surely I've run fast.
And yeah. this is quite far.
Surely I've made my point for the day.
Yeah. And then the very end of it is funny because you, at 12 miles,
yeah,
you go down a steep little hill, steep, short, sharp little hill.
Yeah.
And turn left. And, you know, it's nice to get that burst of speed, but equally, at that point, it's late enough in the day that you think, oh, my knees, oh.
Yeah, that's a bit that looks so dramatic on the telly.
That's right.
Quite a dramatic finish on the
telly.
And
you come down there and you think, great, well, I'm going to keep this speed and take it right to the finish line.
Yeah.
And that is
that's
a slightly uphill mile. So it's a big, you know, challenge.
Yeah.
But that's not, so I think after the first time I did it, I sort of said, don't try and sprint for the finish. But my last time I was there, purely because of the proximity of
Raworth
and Chan.
Yeah.
We all just thundered in for the finish line. and finished within a few milliseconds of each other.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So it can be done, but it is... I do comedy about the fact that they run it backwards, you know.
Yeah.
You basically run slightly uphill all the way to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Instead of running downhill into Gateshead in Newcastle.
It's an event I definitely need to do.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you do it next week? I'll see you there.
I'll see you then, mate.
Yeah, great. Let's do that.
I've got the old, slightly more modest aims. I'm doing doing a 5K track race on the 11th.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be a midweek sort of club event. A real sharpener. And then maybe another part run before this Scarborough 10K.
Yes.
Which I'm hoping for... somewhere between 40 and 41, if possible. I mean, it feels like a real leap, that. But
yeah, yeah.
I really don't know whether that is possible.
When's the last time you did a 10K?
Ages.
I
haven't done a park run in ages.
I think that if you won... This is a new opinion developing.
Go on then, yeah.
So, listeners, see if you think I'm full of it here. I think if one regularly runs a lot of miles and also regularly runs park runs, that makes a 10K... quite an interesting prospect.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because you're used to that 5K pace.
Yeah, yeah.
Your body's used to running quite a lot further than that.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you spring on it, you say, right, see that park run? Double it now.
Yeah.
And that's it, that's the challenge. That's what my Shoreditch 10K felt like.
Yeah.
I was sort of laughing at myself for thinking of it as a double park run. But that's exactly what it is. And one of the great things, interesting little bookend to our conversation today, because you were saying, you know, apart from this confrontation where it's full on a Saturday morning, it is, well, it's not a race.
Yeah.
That's clear.
Of course, no. Absolutely
but
not.
But it's a race with yourself.
Yes.
Should you wish it to be. Yeah. And yet, the other thing it does, and I was really aware of this, running the council park on in South Manchester yesterday, is it chunks down 3 miles or 5K into something that feels pretty short.
Yes, yeah.
You know, because you tidy up the distance where you're going, how far it is, counting off the Ks.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do it as quick as you can.
Yeah.
So those two things make it feel kind of smaller than it is.
Yeah.
So in short, park runs with distance in the week, good training for a 10K.
Yeah, it should be, yeah. I mean, in terms of time, you'd normally times your park run fastest 5K by two times another minute.
Yeah.
To get what you'd hope for. So if I could do a park run in 1930, and if that's fit enough, you'd hope to do that about 40 minutes.
I don't think they had them then.
Pardon?
In 1930, I mean...
Yeah, I know,
I mean, with the London smog...
Hardly any park runs
hardly
going
any
on.
Park runs in those days.
But like
people's hats would fall off.
Yeah. I see, sir. But I'm not.
What the devil are you doing in the park this morning?
Total pip, park run, boy. But I don't know whether I'm anywhere near 1930 at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you're not. But, I mean, that's nearly 90 years ago.
So we shall see. Look at the scenes. Look at that woman. Who's she running to embrace?
Also,
she's on the longest run to embrace. Look, what is that woman?
This
she
is
going?
Really good. I can't see. Oh, there's
a baby.
A
kid. Okay, there she is.
That's good. The baby was quite far away. we thought she got insane.
Running to
lady
the world,
in a purple coat just running with her arms stretched. Which is the right attitude.
It's a fantastic, of course, love the world. But it normally has some sort of focus, but we found it.
I think this twice your park run at a minute for a 10K is a... Oh, look at that. Can't look too... I like that photo.
Because that was about your thing.
That's
wasn't
exactly
it?
Mine.
You know, yeah, that was what I was
this spring
thing.
I climbed under 21 again.
Yeah.
And then my 10K was 43.
Just 43, yeah. So that's about it. That's sort of about it. But
it works out.
But that's not easy. You can say that, but it's still not easy.
Oh, no.
Because you're just running fractionally slower than your part run and then doing it twice without a rest. Do you know what I mean?
This is all. It's all.
It's
exactly.
All on the very best day.
No, it's just nice to know. It's about. It's that. Conversation we've had before, but it's always worth revising the balancing act between positive visualization and knowing that in the end you've got to achieve this thing.
It
isn't just going to happen. It's with effort.
I think
that's the nature of how we perceive and how ambition works is that we can't properly get our heads around the magnitude of the task we're going to take on.
No.
So you just have to circle it as tightly as you can until, and then when you see it, you're like, oh yeah, here it is. Here it is, my old friend.
Go for it and work out how you do it. And one thing I'll do, which I always recommend for people who are trying to get fast times, is race hard into the second to last mile. So if you're racing for 10K, race between 5 and 6 miles, between 4 and 5 miles hard, because the last mile does take care of itself.
Yeah,
that's do you know what I mean? There's something about it. That's when your head goes. For me, anyway, that's when my head goes in just the beginning of the last three quarters.
Well, at Shoreditch 10K, I did that in... I chunked it down in such a silly way because I thought the first 5K,
right,
that's a park run.
Yeah.
And the last 3K, well, that's the end of it, isn't it?
Yeah,
so stay in it for two. I only had to run those two.
Yeah.
And then, but that's the same principle as you. Is you start in, I start hard on the on the third for last and the second for last because the last one you're there then.
Yeah. The last mile has a kind of inescapable logic that takes care of itself, doesn't it? You're sort of in a stream.
You said to me when I did the last. Was it? I don't know. For the last half marathon, I did the one that was in the Grand Prix.
Yes.
Five times around the Grand Prix circuit was to. So five times. I mean, how do you divide 13 miles by five? I don't know.
Yeah.
One and a bit. 1.2. Anyway, I think you said try and speed up. Just speed up towards the end, you said.
Yeah.
But I made it the last two laps.
So
I changed up a gear on the penultimate lap there. So.
And that's great if you can do that because psychologically you're overtaking. And that gets exponentially more advantageous as you go on. Because if people are overtaking you, you're tired. Then your head goes, and before you know it, you're in a spiral, aren't you?
That's
if you
right.
can be on the other end of that.
One of the things I get now that I didn't get before with the old half marathon. It's so lovely. The sun's come out now. Look in front of the Cliffside House. And dogs, mowers. when you think, oh, I'll overtake it. I'm feeling good coming in fast. But of course, everyone else is.
Yes.
When everyone else speeds up, you're like, you speed up too.
Yeah. You're in a stream, hopefully.
Yeah.
So listen, should we do some PBs?
Great, have you got some? I've got some PBs. Very good to hear.
There's more PBs floating around, but I've got a
few. Yeah, we'll just do some.
Yeah, we'll do some.
Tell me when. Keep Steve.
Seven. Steve.
Cue the music.
We have John Daly, who did a PB in the Round the Rock Ultra 46 miles route. I believe that's Jersey. He did that in 8 hours and 55 minutes. That's 30 minutes off his personal best. Well
Huge.
Done, John. Stephen Wicks. This was last weekend. He ran the Earwash Half Marathon in 1 hour, 50 minutes and 39 seconds. Well done, Stephen. There's loads of people around us.
Yeah, it's actually echoing off the cafe.
Michael Hult, H-O-U-L-T.
Hult.
Hult. Michael Hult.
Sorry about this one.
At the age of 45, after 20 years running, he's hit a rich seam of form. He took a minute off each of his PBs. He did the PB in the Lee 10K of 37 minutes and 51 seconds. He's a fast person.
That is fast.
That's a fast guy. And,
45.
And he also did the Nairn Half Marathon in 83 minutes dead. Well done, Michael Hult.
I've just realised how fast those times
are. Yeah, that's really fast. That's really 83
Stupendous.
For hours. Although, you know, every PB is a PB.
Yeah,
good
that's
luck,
right.
That's good luck, mate.
No, I think the reason we're particularly
it's just because
faster than us.
Yeah, way faster than us. Yeah, a moment for Michael. Neil McDonald, well done, mate. 5K PB at the Mid-Cheshire 5 kilometres. First PB for 2 years. So it's nice that for a PB to return, or the idea of PB
yes,
to return is after 2 years
right.
away. He did 23 minutes and 21 seconds. Well done, Neil McDonald. Over the page to Mark Busey. Mark Busey. In the Mid-Cheshire 5K again. Obviously a fast time. A fast course. He did a PB of 20 minutes and 37 seconds. Well done, Mark. Want to hear more for you, mate, as you get approaching
good.
That 20 minutes. Someone who goes...
I said 21, as in a 21. But 20. It's 21.
Yeah, no, 20
that's
minutes,
not useful word
well
use.
Quite confrontational. Tights, though.
Ooh.
Nice. Packing. Twitter moniker of...
Just Paul's lost his way with the PBs because the man in really snug white leggings just walked
Very
past.
Snug.
Really snug.
Very confident walk as well.
Yeah,
sort
came
of strolling.
Came really
it almost brushed against my thigh.
Yes. okay, so anyway.
This moniker on Twitter of Huge... She goes by the name of Huge Heatwave Hair. She's on a run of PBs in park runs. She recently took 6 seconds off a park run last week. 27 minutes and 12 seconds. Well done, Huge Heatwave Hair. She's on a great run of PBs.
Huge Heatwave Hair.
And Andrew Tunnicliffe, friend of the show, often reaches out. Hello, Andrew.
They're
he did a PB in...
Show.
Well, everyone's a friend of the show. A PB in the Millwater Park run, a new PB. He's been working on his speed work over the summer. He's getting the results. 24 minutes and 45 seconds. Well done, Andrew to the cliff. Thank you very much.
Oh, and talking of friends of the show, I had a message from Gary Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't been well. He's had to, the running's really taken a back seat because he's not been well for the last year and a half. And he has got a comeback PB.
Yes.
Of 23:07.
I saw that, yeah. I saw that. There's a few people coming back.
So that was fantastic. And he also very kindly dedicated that to me and my dad, which
that's very kind.
It's very nice.
It's very kind.
Thanks, Gary.
No, that's really kind. I mean, we do get messages from people coming back to running, and it's like, it's just a slow process, isn't it? It's something to take your time with. It's always going to be there for you. And it's like, but at the same time, fitness can come again quite quickly.
It's a work in progress, isn't it? It's an ongoing relationship with running. That's the funny thing about all these events. They are just part of a long story, the story of your run.
It's a good place to end.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Do you write it? Do you write the shows? Or do you just, do you think about it?
No, I must
you
be think scripted.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.